Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the three in one, the triune God. Today we are going to look at a parable that Jesus taught as he looked forward to the cross. And during the week before his death, Jesus was in the temple being drilled by the chief priests and elders concerning by what authority he claimed to do what he has done. In response, Jesus told this parable to those who were plotting. Now, these people are starting to plot his death. A damning parable for the religious elite of Jerusalem. He told it to them in the temple courts a few days before he was crucified. This parable is clearly a call for repentance. One last chance offered by the owner's son. But as the religious leaders turn in unbelief, this story is a pronouncement of God's judgment on those who have unfaithfully tended God's vineyard. His listeners would have known our Old Testament text from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Which was read, of course, earlier, where God's kingdom is compared to an unproductive vineyard. Jesus tells the story of a landowner who spent time meticulously preparing a vineyard, which likely included, of course, tilling the soil, you gotta do that, erecting the support fences for the vines, digging a wine press, and ensuring it was good and right for raising a harvest. He then leaves this vineyard to be cared by tenants with the assurance that they will share part of the harvest with the owner. When the harvest time arrives, he sent his servants to collect his share of the harvest. The tenants beat one of the servants. One of them were stoned, and of course, a third was killed. So what happens? He sends more servants, but they receive the same kind of violent treatment. So finally, he sends his son. Good move, maybe. Sure that the violent tenants would respect him, but they even killed his son. Vainly, they hope somehow to get his inheritance. So Jesus asked the religious leaders what the vineyard owner would do to the tenants when he comes and confronts them in person. They responded by saying, well, the owner's going to kill them. He's going to cut them down and lease the vineyard to other persons who would rightly share the harvest. He tells them that the kingdom of God will be taken away from them. They're not going to get it from them and given to others who bear fruit. It's a masterful use of a story and question leading his listeners actually to condemning themselves. Matthew tells us that the chief priests and the elders, they got it. They understood the parable. They were the violent tenants. And the vineyard or the kingdom was not theirs to own. It belonged to God, and they were its stewards. The servants they had beaten, stoned, and killed were the prophets that were sent to Israel to prepare them for the Messiah. And the vineyard owner's son in the story? Well, that was Jesus himself, the Son of God. And soon, Jesus knew that they would kill him. So through this short story, Jesus pronounces judgment on the religious establishment of Israel. Over and over and over, the religious leaders rejected the prophets and the prophecies and the warnings of God. In its place, they made their own religion of good works and self-righteousness, as though they could stand before God in their own holiness. They took over the vineyard as if it was their own and not God's. What stands out in this parable? Well, it's the violence against the Son. Jesus came bearing fruit. He embodied the truth about God, about humanity, about sin, and about love. He was the truth, Jesus was. Yet the stewards of the truth responded to him with jealousy, injustice, and terrible violence. Our Lord Jesus, he purchased that vineyard through his own blood on the cross of Calvary. The vineyard is not just the world of the temple leaders, but the entire sinful world around us. God has carefully planted the vineyard, that is the church, that is us. It is precious in his eyes. And by his Holy Spirit and through his word, the church faithfully proclaims repentance from sin and forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ. The story of the evil tenants is not just a story about the Pharisees and the elders of old. Actually, this message is for us today as well. Even after so many years of his parable delivered to his people, people still kill people. They still beat up each other. And they still stone other people in, supposedly, the name of religion. People still die. People still die for the real, the true truth. People still die in the name of the one on the cross. Throughout entire history, wicked tenants have been throwing God, his servants, and even Christ out of the vineyard. They don't belong there. We don't believe those people. Well, God calls us to be vigilant, lest we suffer the same fate of Israel. Have the vineyard of God's grace actually wrenched from our hands and suffer destruction of our souls. The consequences today are, as they were for the Pharisees and the chief priests, rejection by God and destruction of their soul. But there's good news in this parable, and there really is. Even though we are not always faithful to God and towards us, He is faithful to us. He does not run away from us. He calls us to examine ourselves and our confession of faith. The good news is that God remains faithful to his vineyard, to his church. He has sown the vines of repentance of faith. He has planted us in good, real good soil of our baptism. He has cared for us by watering us with his word and the sacrament of the altar. He continues to send faithful workers that build up the foundation of Jesus Christ. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And though he was despised, rejected, and crucified for us, this was the Lord's doing, so that we, each of us, may be saved. And it is marvelous in our eyes, as the text said. Faithful to his word, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we bear sweet, and I mean sweet, sweet fruit of faith, and fulfill God's expectations of us as we trust in Jesus. This parable is a story of sacrifice on our behalf, a story of substitution, a story of sacrifice, and above all, a story of love. It's about love. Jesus is the chief cornerstone of the church. where his sacrifice shows love for us all. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.